two Prague restaurants have reason to celebrate, having retained their Michelin one-star status in the 2018 Main Cities of Europe Michelin Guide. La Dégustation Bohème Bourgeoisie in Prague's Old Town can boast holding its one-star status for over a decade, while Field, one of the world's least expensive Michelin-starred restaurants, has maintained it for 3 years in a row. Daniela Lazarova reports.
There is definitely more places that could obtain the one Michelin star. And if we take, for example, those who have it, Field and La Dégustation, for me, if we take the measures that are used, for example, in France for the starred restaurants, I'm quite sure that La Dégustation would deserve 2 stars and Field would probably stay on one. It's often discussed that there are, say, harder criteria on ex-East or Central Europe main cities. I don't know, but I have the feeling that really it's much easier to get a Michelin star, at least one Michelin star, in France than, for example, in Czech Republic or Poland.
What restaurants would you say deserve a Michelin star? What restaurants would you recommend to visitors apart from these two that are really excellent and worth visiting then in Prague?
Well, I see at least two candidates. Saint Prague, which is not the main city, but for me, the Entrée in Olomouc and Tyr in Tabor would be quite clear candidates. And in Prague, we have quite a number of places. Alcron, which already had the star. We can talk about the restaurant Koto Krudo, Four Seasons. We can talk, for example, about Vzatisi, a very good niveau in, let's say, very long periods. It has the class. So there is no reason why these places should not have it. If we take the measures we would take, for example, in France.
Apart from this rating, how would you compare restaurants in Prague and other European capitals?
I would say that the, let's say, luxury restaurants are at the moment in a kind of point of stagnation. At one moment, there was quite a growing number of interesting places, but now it's really few of them who are really nice, but for quite a long time already, and nothing new appears. But I think the bistro scene and the places in, let's say, a middle price range are really going up, and I'm amazed how many new and really good places are appearing every year, or let's say nearly every month. That is very good news, and I think that's moving Prague to the interesting part of gastronomical Europe.